Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with Dr. Harriet Lerner, author of Marriage Rules. Harriet will share her wisdom about creating the relationship you really want, whether your partner wants to participate in doing something different or not. Dr. Harriet will be sharing some of the most impactful marriage rules with us today, and she'll also be taking your calls with questions about your own marriage or couple's relationship. If you'd like to get Harriet's input and insight, you can call in now to speak with her later in the show. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. So call in now to get your opportunity to talk to Dr. Lerner later in the show. Well, what an interesting few days I had last week. About 10 days ago, I decided that I needed to go on a silent retreat for a few days. I've had a lot of changes and insights happening for me since my family reunion a few weeks ago, and I felt that even though I was seeing some shift and some change, that I wasn't really fully integrating those lessons and insights. So I planned for a few days away at the end of last week, and as has been my pattern for the past 6 months, nothing went as I planned or expected. And I'll be sharing more about what happened for me and what I learned and how you can use my lesson as learning for yourself during the light bulb moment later in the show. And I just have to add that I am so enjoying our beautiful weather here in Seattle over the past few days. And I hope that wherever you are, you're getting some beautiful weather as well. A few announcements before we get started. I want to remind you that there is a free tarot report available on my website, lauralongley.net, and it's right on the homepage. It says free report, what's in the cards for you. And last week on the show, we talked about how you can use tarot archetypes to understand your life purpose as well as what's going on for you in a given year. So if you want to find out more about that and you missed it on the show last week, go ahead and sign up for that free report and you'll find out what your lifetime numbers are and what your growth numbers are that are associated with the tarot archetypes. I also want to remind you that over the last couple of weeks, I've started sending out a weekly newsletter about the radio show that tells you who the upcoming guests are and also gives you links to audio archives and written transcripts of previous shows. And you can sign up for that by going to thelauralongleyshow.com. And on the right sidebar at the top, you'll see radio newsletter. And you just sign up there and you get it in your email every Friday so that you know what to expect for the coming week. And I also want to just highlight again that I am doing tarot sessions by phone and by Skype, and you can find out more about those at lauralongley.net. Well, I think that's enough announcements to get started with, and Dr. Harriet has been waiting patiently for me to introduce her, so let me do that. Dr. Harriet Lerner is one of the most respected Voices in the Psychology of Women and Family Relationships. She's the author of 11 books published in 35 languages, including The Dance of Anger, a New York Times bestseller. And I have to just put in my 2 cents worth here. I first read The Dance of Anger about 25 years ago. It was recommended to me by my therapist, and I really found it to be life-changing for me in terms of finding another perspective to look at relationships. And so I really highly recommend it. And I know that it is still a book that is a lot of people are still buying, that it's still very popular. And so I know you can find that pretty much anywhere, The Dance of Anger. Anyway, so that is one of her books, and it's been a New York Times bestseller. And her latest book, which we're going to be talking about today, is Marriage Rules. Dr. Lerner hosts a blog for Psychology Today and for The Huffington Post. Let's welcome Dr. Harriet Lerner to The Laura Longley Show. Hi, Harriet.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you're well. I'm well, too. And right before the show started, we were talking about the beautiful weather we were having here in Seattle. And from that, I learned that you don't live in New York anymore, which is where I thought you were, but you're actually in Kansas, right in the middle of the country.
Exactly.
And I'm sure it's kind of a different experience from New York.
Well, yes, because I went from New York to Berkeley and San Francisco, and then to Topeka, Kansas. So that was a bit of culture shock.
Yeah, really?
I've come to love the simple life in the open skies of Kansas, and I've never had to learn to parallel park.
Well, I guess there are advantages to everything, aren't there?
Absolutely.
Well, let's just go ahead and dive into talking about the book Marriage Rules. And before we do that, I do want to remind listeners that we are going to take questions about their marriage or about their couple's relationship at 800-930-2819. So if you want to get some information and some insight, now is the time to call in. But my first thing that I want to start with is I love this idea, and you say it right on the cover of the book, that if I'm having issues in my relationship, I don't have to get my partner to agree to go to counseling with me or whatever. There are things that I can do myself that will make the marriage happier.
Absolutely. While it takes two people to couple up, it takes only one person to make a marriage a whole lot better. So all of my books, beginning with The Dance of Anger to Marriage Rules, are books that can be read by one person, because it's only by working on yourself and changing yourself that the old pattern in the marriage is going to change.
Well, and you know, I hadn't thought about it in direct relationship to this book, but that definitely is an idea that I have come to understand and try to embrace, that I'm the only person I can change. I can't change my partner or anybody in any relationship with me. I only can change me.
Exactly. And when people come to me for couples therapy, they're secretly hoping that I'm going to change their partner.
Yes, I'm sure.
It's a very normal and universal wish, but in fact, no change occurs until at least one person can get focused on themselves and change their part in the pattern, even if it's only 2%. And when I say get focused, you know, get self-focused, I'm not talking about being self-blaming, because in truth, change and growth is really a very self-loving task, and it doesn't flourish in an atmosphere of shaming yourself and blaming yourself and, you know, being terminally serious.
Right. And the kind of a twist on that that occurred to me as you were saying that, too, is that lots of times we are reluctant to be the one to make the first change because we feel like it's at, you know, admitting that we were the one who was wrong or we were the one who, you know, screwed it up.
Right. And it has nothing to do with who's wrong. you should be the person who changes first, not because you're wrong and not because you're to blame, but simply because if you're unhappy in your relationship and you don't experiment with making a change, there's no one else who's going to do it for you. And it's as simple as that. And change usually occurs from the bottom up, both personal and political change, meaning that it's the person who's in the most pain or the person who really has their motor running for change who's going to be the person who can take action.
Right, right. And you know, it reminds me, too, of something that my very first therapist used to say to me, because I used to really struggle against this idea of being the first one to make a change. And, you know, her thing, and actually she's the one who recommended the Dance of Anger to me, so I can definitely thank her for lots of things in my life. But, you know, her saying, and I know this, she didn't originate this, was, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? And that kind of puts it in perspective of, I'm choosing to be right because I am right. But in the meantime, I'm unhappy. And what value is there in being right if you're not happy?
Yes. And it's actually a delicate line that you're pointing out. You know, when someone says, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? Because if I look at the best couple relationships, people choose happiness and they're able to have a very light touch, or at least one person
right.
in the couple has a very light touch and they're able to let things go and, you know, let the other person's anxiety and obnoxious behavior sort of float by them. But when it really matters, you know, when there's an issue of being right that really matters, they may have a very strong voice. And that's one of the, you know, the themes in marriage rules is to dial down the criticism and warm things up and speak to the positive. But when something really matters, you also need to be able to have a bottom line position, meaning that you don't compromise your deepest values and priorities and beliefs under relationship pressures.
And I think that that is a really, really important point, and I want to talk about it more after we come back from the break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more with Dr. Harriet Lerner about marriage rules, and Dr. Harriet will take your calls about your marriage. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Harriet Lerner, author of Marriage Rules. And before we talk some more to Harriet, I want to remind you that if you'd like to talk to Dr. Harriet about your marriage, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. Again, it's 800-930-2819. And at the break, Dr. Harriet and I were talking about The Dance of Anger, because that was such a big book to me. And she said she has a funny story to tell about it. So I'd love to hear that.
Actually, my funny story was a very sad, tragic story.
Oh.
But as Carol Burnett says, that comedy is tragedy plus time. So the story with The Dance of Anger that some of our listeners, I'll bet, already know, is that this book was rejected for 5 years. It was rejected by every publisher on the planet. And when it finally saw the light of day after 5 years of rejection, I thought that nobody would read it except for my mother.
Right.
And, you know, my seven best friends. And this is the book that has sold millions of copies and is still flying off the shelves. And, you know, we really, I think that we should, or I should, light a little candle for myself, because during those 5 years when I was writing and rewriting and revising The Dance of Anger and, you know, almost giving up hope, I wrote that book on a typewriter.
And oh, my
I'll
goodness.
Bet a lot of our listeners can't even imagine what it's like to rewrite a book for 5 years on a typewriter.
Yeah, you can't just highlight and replace like you can in Word.
Right. And actually, you know, I could publish the biggest room of my house in rejection slips. And I guess one of the things that I learned from that, you know, for those listeners who are writers, one of the things I learned is that the line between a best-selling author and a person who never gets published at all can be a very thin line indeed. But I was very stubborn, and I had a lot of perseverance. And even though I was quite depressed in the process, actually there was a time when, you know, I was so upset about the rejections that I could hardly walk into a bookstore, because it was inexplicable to me that I would see all these terrible self-help books.
Right.
I mean, in my mind, terrible
right.
self-help books. And mine, you know, I thought I would never get published. But, you know, here we are.
Yeah, well, and
millions of books later. So I'm very grateful to my readers and to the word of mouth that made that book a bestseller, and it's pretty remarkable. So for those of you out there who are getting rejections, I will tell you this, that rejection, whether it's for a book or a date or a personal rejection, that rejection sucks. And it never gets any better. You know what I mean? I've never been able to develop armor or even put on a wetsuit to deal with it better. But don't let it stop you.
Well, and that's my question for you. What kept you going during those 5 years? That, I mean, you must have had a knowing on some level that this was really your message and your calling and how important it was.
I never doubted that The Dance of Anger was an important book. I never doubted it. But, you know, Laura, that made the rejections more painful.
I bet, yeah.
Because it made it more inexplicable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one wanted a book on women's anger in particular. They thought that women wouldn't even want to be seen, you know, with a book on women's anger, because no one wants to be one of those angry women. And I think what happened is that I put so much work into the book and so much of myself that, as painful as it would be to keep going, it would have been more painful to stop. So at some point I made the decision that I would just write the best book that I could write, and maybe it would see the light of day, and maybe it would never see the light of day. And because it was rejected for 5 years, what happened is, you know, for those of you who know about publishing, you know that once you submit a book to a publishing house, you cannot resubmit it. You just can't do that,
right.
Even if it totally changed. But what happened, because it was rejected for so long, is that people had died, you know, people had turned over. And my agent did something that wasn't kosher, and finally, as a last resort, she resubmitted it to HarperCollins, who didn't know, back then they were Harper and Row, Harper didn't know that they had rejected it, and some young editor took a chance on it, you know, and did a small first printing, and the rest is history.
Wow. You know, to me, it's also a story about, I mean, because the perseverance you mentioned, persevering, but also about faith, right? You just had faith that this would work in some way.
I didn't have faith that it would be published. I was very aware that it might never be published, but I had faith that it was a good book, and I decided that I would just do the best I could and keep going, even though people thought I was crazy, you know, in the face of so much rejection. But I think there's a moral here, too, for marriage, for couples, for relationships, in that, you know, there's really a value in hanging in to relationships, especially, you know, when children are involved, when the stakes are high. There's a value in not just flying out of a marriage. There's a value in keeping both feet in that relationship. And if you're in it now, to be courageous and sort of like an adventurer or an anthropologist, and try out some of the rules in marriage rules and then observe the results of your own experiment. Because it's very easy to, you know, to fly out of a marriage.
Right, yeah.
And get difficult. And I do want to say, Laura, about coupling up, that it's never simple. And even the best marriages will get stuck in too much distance or blame. The natural course of marriage is downstream.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're very intentional about paddling against the current, you know, you are going to go downstream. And the good news is that sometimes a very small change on the part of one person, even an embarrassingly small change, can make a very big difference.
Do you have any examples of things that you've seen in that way?
Many. You know, and some of it will sound like the ordinary advice that you'll see in women's magazines.
Right.
You're thumbing through them at the pediatrician's office or the airport. I start marriage rules with rules about warming things up and dialing down the criticism. When we first get together during the dating stage or the courtship stage, we automatically know how to make the other person feel loved and valued and chosen. And we automatically focus on the positive and we automatically give voice to that. It's a very interesting thing about coupling up. The longer two people are together, the more that selective attention reverses, it flips. So we automatically pay attention to what we're critical about.
Interesting.
We automatically give voice to that. And it might be a million little things like, why are you putting so much water in the pot for the pasta? And, you know, that's the wrong knife to cut the tomato. What's wrong with you? And we do it automatically. So dialing down the criticism, getting more bite marks on your tongue, understanding that no one can survive in a marriage. No one can survive in a marriage, at least not happily, if they feel more judged than admired. So John Gottman, who I believe is out there in Seattle,
yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
His research suggests a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative comments as the big divorce-busting formula. And I think if you have a 3-to-1 ratio of positive to negative comments, you're doing really well.
Yeah, I
but
bet.
You have to be really intentional
yes.
about it because, you know, when people are married, they begin to treat their dry cleaner better than they treat their partner. And, you know, you have to be very intentional that you're going to, for example, you're going to make 3 positive comments every day. And you're going to make sure your positive comments exceed your critical ones by a healthy margin. So it sounds very simple, but it's difficult to put into practice.
Well, it's like so many things in life. The concept is simple, but the actual doing of it is not easy. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, another concept that's very, very simple.
So before we go there, we need to take another break. So we'll look forward to hearing that next concept when we come back from this break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
And the answer to all my dreams. You're my son.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different.
Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happy.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Dr. Harriet Lerner, author of Marriage Rules. And before we talk more about marriage rules, I want to give Dr. Harriet the opportunity to let you know how you can find her and how you can find her books. So, Harriet, if you'd like to share that.
Well, if your Twitter followers follow me on Twitter at Harriet Lerner. You can find my books absolutely anywhere, on Amazon and your independent bookstore, even better, or wherever you get books. And I have a website that you'll find just by typing my name in. So it's very easy to find me.
And it says you also do blogs for Psychology Today and the Huffington Post?
Right, and I blog. So if you look for me, you'll find me.
Great. You're easy to find. I like that.
I'm easy to find. Absolutely. Right.
So I want to go back to something that it kind of spans two different things we were talking about. One being we were talking about when you need to stand in being right when it's related to your values, something important. And then later you also talked about, you know, not giving up too easily in your marriage, because we do, at least in this country, have a tendency to do that. And so, you know, so my question for you is kind of, how do we find that balance between being committed to the relationship, perhaps because there are children, and being able to have enough of what we need to be happy in the relationship?
I believe, especially when there are children, I believe that, you know, and this is my value, that if you're in the relationship now, it's good to put both feet in that relationship and give it the best chance, which is really why I wrote Marriage Rules,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're simple, easy to follow rules that can turn a relationship around. What I don't think is useful is I don't think it's useful to be miserable in a marriage, to be unhappy, to be sacrificing yourself and compromising yourself and not doing anything different.
Right, right.
Where you're just actually, you might be doing a lot of fighting and blaming and complaining, but you're really protecting the status quo. You're not really engaging in a courageous act of change. So it's very important, if you're in the relationship now, to use it as a laboratory where you can experiment with new behaviors, whether you're experimenting with warming things up and dialing down the criticism, whether you're experimenting with stopping the emotional pursuit, because if you're married to a distancer, you can consider this a fundamental law of physics, but the more you pursue, the more he'll distance.
Right.
So the courageous act of change may be focusing less on your partner and more on your own life plan, because a distant partner is much more likely to move toward you when he or she has breathing room and can see that you're taking good care of yourself and focusing on interests outside the marriage. So you can learn to be a better listener. We can talk about that one. But the point is that there's no virtue in staying in a marriage and just blaming your partner and not doing the experiment of changing yourself.
So the common sense is that we do the experiment of changing ourselves, and then we look at the results we get and see,
yes,
is it good enough? I mean, does it change things enough for us to be okay?
Well, also, one doesn't, quote, get results in 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes, that's true.
It's like, we want results now. And one of the things about all the advice I give in marriage rules and all the advice that I give, for example, in the dance of anger, is if you make one or two of those changes, and if you maintain them over time, you're going to have a stronger self. You're going to be on firmer ground. You're going to have higher self-regard, whether or not you stay together. In other words, these are changes that build a more solid self and give the relationship the very best chance of succeeding. But if the relationship doesn't succeed, you're still going to be in more solid ground. So you do it for yourself.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. And I'm glad that you pointed that out, because because it's not necessarily obvious, because we do get so stuck in that mindset of, I'm doing it for the relationship, and really recognizing that everything that you do should be done for yourself, for your own growth, for your own benefit.
Right. And the good news is that the very things that you do to give your marriage the best chance are the things that are actually best for you as an individual. So it's worth doing the experiment.
Yes.
And really, following even just three important rules, the ones that speak to you, can make a very big difference.
So we have about 5 minutes left, and so I'm just curious, do you have three rules that are like your favorites?
Well, my favorite section in marriage rules is called Overcome Your LDD, Your Listening Disorder Deficit. And it's about dialing down the defensiveness and really listening. Now, this is not very sexy, because people want to know how to talk. They want to know, how to exceed their partner's threshold of deafness. People are not very motivated to learn to really listen. But I can tell you that wholehearted listening and following the rules about wholehearted listening and dialing down the defensiveness, it's the greatest spiritual gift that you can give to your partner and to yourself. And Brené Brown, some of our listeners are going to know who
right.
Brené Brown
mm-hmm.
is. She gave me this gift of bookmarks of marriage rules. And she took a quote that she heard me say from Marriage Rules, which is her favorite quote, and put it on the back of the bookmarks. And the quote is, it says, or rather I said, quote, if we would only listen with the same passion that we feel about wanting to be heard. So my favorite rules are actually about how to listen without defensiveness. which is so hard because we're wired for defensiveness.
Yes.
It's in our bodies. It's immediate. It's automatic. But defensiveness is the arch enemy of really just listening.
And, you know, as you're talking about that, you know, I'm thinking about that old saying, seek first to understand, then to be understood. And I think that I know this is true for me, and it sounds like from what you're saying, it's true for many people, that I have such a fear of being misunderstood that it makes it hard for me to listen sometimes, because when someone's telling me something that doesn't jive with my intention,
exactly,
then I immediately, and it isn't even really being defensive in the way that we typically think about defensive. It's more about, wait, you don't understand.
Well, we're wired for defensiveness, all of us. And defensive, when we're being defensive, this fits in with what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
When we're defensive, we automatically listen for the inaccuracies, the exaggerations, the, you know, what we can correct so that we'll feel understood. And we can learn to listen differently. We can learn to open our hearts and just listen to understand and just listen for the piece that we can agree with. And we can save our defense for the next conversation.
Right.
And in the next conversation, we can come back and say, you know, I was thinking about what you were saying, and I agree that I ignored you at the party, but I don't agree that I was responsible for your over-drinking. So I need to share how I see that differently. Think in terms of two conversations with your partner. The first one, you'll only listen to understand. And then you'll open another conversation where you'll say, look, this is how I see it differently. This is where I didn't recognize myself in what you were saying. Let me tell you how I see it. If you can divide it into two conversations and really listen in the first one, you're going to have a different relationship.
That makes a lot of sense. And I mean, everything, all these conversations I have on this show and outside of the show, it's always I'm relating it to myself. And I can see where if I made the commitment to just listen the first time and I just had decided I wasn't going to respond at all, it would be a whole lot easier to not respond and to take it in.
Exactly. And it is a commitment. Because we're wired for defensiveness, one has to enter the first conversation with the intention and the commitment that you will only listen and calm yourself and breathe and ask questions to better understand what the other person is saying, even what he's saying is what a jerk you are, that you're going to ask questions and then you're going to have another conversation where you define your differences.
And on that note, we need to finish up for today. And I want to thank you so much, Dr. Harriet, for being on the show. I know that, you know, I learned stuff just as we were just talking about, and I'm sure that our listeners did as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Great. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll share today's light bulb moment with you, so stay tuned.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Dr. Harriet Lerner, author of Marriage Rules and her very first book, the one that I love so much, The Dance of Anger. But today we were talking about marriage rules. So if you need some help with your relationship, this is a really great book that gives you some simple ways that you can start making shifts in your relationship. Some ways to get some more information on making changes in your life. You can find me on Facebook at Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. And always at my website, lauralongley.net. And reminder, it's .net, not .com. There's another Laura Longley in the world, believe it or not, and it's not me. So at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that I had gone on this self-created silent retreat towards the end of last week. And as per my usual experience over the last 6 months, nothing went anything like the way that I had planned it or what I expected. And that's been one of my lessons that I'm finally starting to realize, although so far not before it happens again, is I need to be letting go of some expectations and being more in the moment of what I need and where I need to go. But that's not the part I'm going to talk about today, because I've talked about that part quite a bit during light bulb moments since it keeps coming up for me. But what I did want to talk about was what happened for me once I really got to that silent place. And so I'll tell you how I set it up. My intention or my original plan was that I went to the ocean, to La Push, for any of you who are from Washington and know where that is on the Olympic Peninsula. And my intention was I was just going to spend a lot of time kind of walking on the beach and journaling about things and really just processing and integrating things that have been happening in my life over the past several months. And what really happened was that I was leaving on Thursday morning for 3 days. And Wednesday, I came down with a migraine. Sounds like it's contagious, but I woke up with a migraine. Well, lately, those have been lasting for me a day. And so I didn't think very much of it. But I still had it on Thursday and I still had it on Friday. And so it was really impacting my ability to do things the way I had planned to on this retreat, because any of you who have had migraines, you know you're not going to sit down and do writing in a journal when your head is killing you and you feel like you're going to throw up at any moment. And so I really had to look at, what is this telling me? What is the message in having this migraine for 3 days, which is not normal for me? And what I used a variety of methods to kind of get in touch with that. But one of them that really struck home for me is I asked the question with my tarot cards. And what immediately came up was that I was pushing too hard. I was not just allowing myself to be in the flow, allow this processing to happen, allow things to happen at the pace they're meant to. And this is another lesson in my life. It's very familiar to me. So I got that. Well, what happened next was that I had planned so that I would have no distractions at all, because I know that when I start getting into this place that feels uncomfortable to me emotionally, that I distract myself by doing other things that take my focus away from it. So I hadn't brought any books with me. I hadn't brought, there was nothing for me to do, basically, is the answer. The hotel I stayed at had no television and no telephone. There was no wireless or no internet access. So all I could do was just be. And that is unusual for me to be in that place for this long a period of time. And after about a day and a half, what happened for me was that I started having kind of these waves of emotion come where I would, it would be focused on a specific situation or a specific area of my life, but it would just be this wave of emotion. And I did a lot of really, really deep crying, which I hate to do, and I know is very cathartic a lot of the time. And so that went on starting on Friday afternoon and then continued into Saturday for me. And by Saturday, it started to feel a little bit overwhelming. And I started to get, I guess scared is the right word. I hate to say that. But yeah, I started to get kind of scared about it because it really felt kind of like, hey, this is kind of scary feeling. And so what I did was I made some conscious choices to do things that I know numb me, distract me from those feelings. And for me, the things are watching TV, playing games on the computer. And the other thing I did, which I haven't done in a very long time, was I deliberately went and bought some specific junk food that I really love. And I haven't eaten that in probably a couple of years. And I'm pointing out that I did this consciously. I made the choice to do it, not that I went unconscious and started doing it. And the reason I'm making that distinction is because I want you to know that when you get in those scary places, you can choose to pull yourself back. Now, in retrospect, the following day, I was journaling about what had happened, and what would have been ideal is if I would have allowed myself to stay in what felt scary at the moment of being in that really wash of emotion, because intellectually I know that it wouldn't have lasted forever. And it was what would have needed to be done to really process through what was going on for me. And it really would have been a catharsis, and it would have been a really good thing to do. So the next time that I'm in that place, which I expect will be very soon, because I see this as being exactly what I need to be doing in my life right now to kind of get over the next hurdle. I've felt kind of blocked, and I think it's because I'm not allowing myself to process those emotions. So now I'm ready to go, okay, I had this experience that took me a certain far down the road. That's bad grammar. And now I'm ready to go the next step down that road. So I want to share with you, if you want to do a similar process, kind of the steps and what to keep in mind for this week's light bulb moment. So first of all, choose a day or days when you can completely withdraw from distraction. And that is self-imposed distraction as well as other people coming to you creating distraction. And do whatever it takes for you to get out of your head and into your body or your feelings. That was why the journaling idea that I had was not going to work for me. It kept me in my head, and I needed to get into my feelings and into my body. Resist the urge to numb yourself. We all have ways that we do that. And you can choose it deliberately or choose it consciously, but resist doing it for as long as possible. And then see what happens. And remember that you always have the ability to take the step back and go back into that place where you are allowing distraction or where you are numbing if it gets too scary for you. But have the courage to try and see what happens, because it can be very cathartic and help you move forward in your life. I want to thank my guest today, Harriet Lerner, for sharing such great information on how to improve your marriage. And I want to thank you all for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Laura Longley Show, I will be talking with Frankie Picasso about her book, Midlife Mojo. If you're having a midlife crisis, you need to catch this show. Have a great day, and I will see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk. Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world.